From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 10th, and happy 62nd birthday to U2 singer Bono. Lights go down, it's dark, the jungle is your head, can't rule your heart. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cityhood advocates accuse Cobb County of trying to influence the referendum vote. Was the county's short video celebrating the fire department actually an attempt to undermine the East Cobb movement? And a grand jury indicted a Smyrna man in the killing of a popular barber. The suspect faces 8 charges in the killing. Plus, we'll find out all the details of the We Care Veterans Fair happening at the Cobb County Civic Center on Friday and Saturday.
We are committed in Cobb County, not only United Military Care, but over 100 different organizations to help veterans live their best life. Whether they need help with benefits, they need help with Social Security, legal help, food, recreational, volunteer opportunities, whatever it is, we've got you covered. Over 300 opportunities to live your best life.
We've got all these stories and more in today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Firm but with little give. Yep, these are medium rare.
What if somebody wants theirs well done?
We ask them politely yet firmly to leave.
The local pitmasters at Furley's Barbecue dominated at the 12th annual Smoke on the Lake Barbecue Festival, where they were crowned the festival's grand champions on Saturday. Held in downtown Acworth's Logan Farm Park, the festival is the major fundraiser for the Rotary Club of North Cobb. The money is distributed throughout the year to local charities. A team representing East Marietta's Piedmont Church won Saturday's People's Choice Award, as well as the Reserve Champion Award, which is given to the team that racks up the second most points across the competition's several categories. Grease Fire Barbecue won the Lord of the Wings trophy, and Chili Moe's earned first place in the mystery meat category with its bacon. But Furley's, a 5-time participant in the festival, cleaned up in every other category, with judges anointing its pork, ribs, chicken, and sauce the best at the festival. Before her students took the stage, or more accurately, the silk, at Atherton Square Saturday, Coach Sarah Priest gave them the usual advice: don't go too fast and make sure your movements are big so you can catch the fabric. The performers, all students or coaches at North Georgia Aerials, took over the Atherton Square, the space behind the Marietta Welcome Center and Cool Beans Cafe, as part of the slate of performers at M2R Trail Fest. The one-day festival puts the spotlight on the Mountain to River Trail, which stretches from Kennesaw Mountain to Marietta's border with unincorporated Cobb on Atlanta Street, passing through the city's downtown on the way. According to the festival's website, it is the backbone for future growth of Marietta's planned trail system, which will connect residents, pedestrians, and cyclists from across the city of Marietta. Performers on Saturday included several musical acts, a spoken word artist, and, of course, the aerialists.
Woo! I can't wait for my first fire. Is that one?
That's just someone barbecuing.
Oh. Is that one?
That's a guy with red hair.
On Monday, Cobb County shared on social media a short video touting its world-class fire department. 3 days later, advocates of the proposed city of East Cobb demanded the website be taken offline. The seemingly innocuous campaign is, they allege, an illegal attempt to influence the referendum on the proposed city of East Cobb, a charge that the county has denied. East Cobb is unique among the four cityhood proposals in the county in that it proposes to create its own police and fire services, in part by taking over existing county facilities. The effect incorporation might have on police and fire services has become one of the key points of contention between pro- and anti-cityhood forces over the past several months. Early voting in the May 24th election began Monday, and the campaign promoting the county's world-class fire department was launched to coincide with the start of early voting on the cityhood referendums. Like most of her peers, 15-year-old Eugenie Lim of Kennesaw has a lot on her mind. She manages to play the violin as the youngest member of the Franklin Pond Chamber Orchestra in Atlanta. Later this month, she'll appear with her fellow orchestra mates at the Franklin Pond Chamber Music Competition and Awards Concert on May 29th at Clayton State University. Since the age of 7, she's practiced and played in the Franklin Pond Chamber as a violin prodigy. Her hard work landed her a spot in the Atlanta Youth Symphony, and her discipline led her to win several awards, including the American Protégé Competition in 2017 at only 11 years old. Her upcoming concert will take place at Spivey Hall on the Clayton State University campus in Morrow on May 29th. The competition will kick off at 11 a.m. with the awards concert at 4 p.m.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. 678-ESOG-MOW.
Cynthia Rozzo, the founder and longtime publisher of East Cobber magazine, is retiring after 29 years of producing the free publication. Ms. Rozzo, who also founded the annual East Cobber Parade and Festival, announced her retirement in a publisher's note in the May-June issue of the magazine. Her last day will be June 29th, which is her 60th birthday. Rozzo moved to East Cobb in 1991. She founded the magazine in 1993 and has since produced 310 issues, 24 parades, and thousands of weekly email newsletters and social media posts. Prior to founding the magazine, she worked in marketing and public relations. A mother of three, she lives in the Park Ridge subdivision with her husband, George. After being arrested in February in the shooting of a local barber and father, a Cobb grand jury Friday indicted 28-year-old Talmadge Leroy Roberson on murder charges. Roberson is accused of killing Ronell Sherry on the night of February 17th during an armed robbery attempt in Austell. He allegedly shot Sherry in the leg and torso. Sherry was a local barber nicknamed Meat, according to a GoFundMe page created for his family, and he was known as the coolest and most down-to-earth man that cut hair. Roberson faces 8 charges, including multiple counts of murder, aggravated assault, and armed robbery per the indictment. He was released from prison last July after serving just over 4 years following a conviction in Cobb for aggravated assault and home invasion. And now community reporter J.P. Edwards is here to get all the details about the We Care Veterans Fair happening at the Cobb County Civic Center on Friday and Saturday.
We're joined on the podcast by Kim Scofie. She's the president of United Military Care, and y'all are the people putting on the We Care Fair May 13th and 14th happening at the Cobb County Civic Center. And for people here in Marietta and Cobb County, they can come right over there and get all the services a veteran may ever need. But what exactly does that mean?
That means that we are committed in Cobb County, not only United Military Care, but over 100 different organizations to help veterans live their best life. Whether they need help with benefits, they need help with Social Security, legal help, food, recreational, volunteer opportunities, whatever it is, we've got you covered. Over 300 opportunities to live your best life.
And this is a free event.
Absolutely, 100%. There is no selling. There is no admission. Every veteran that walks in and their family members does so for free. They also receive a free raffle ticket. We'll be drawing raffle prizes that have been donated, everything from Braves tickets that LGE donated to Georgia Aquarium passes, great skilled buck knife from American Trailhead, all kinds of great things for free, everything for free, including breakfast, lunch, and beverages. as long as the supplies last.
Okay. All right. I love that. And is there anything that a veteran needs to come there?
No. Bring yourself. If you want to inquire about Veterans Administration benefits and you have your DD-214, bring that along. That makes it easier. If you want to inquire about a will or something like that, make sure you've done your due diligence. You have names, addresses, and so forth that you can sit down with an attorney and get that taken care of. But if you don't have a specific task that you're trying to mark off your to-do list, just come in and have a good cup of coffee. Walk around. See people who care. This is all about we care about our veterans. We heard you. We hear you. And we care.
And I guess this is something where you're going to be able to get answers and get services and get things immediately right there on site.
On site. This is what I'm calling jokingly the no brochure tour. This is not where you walk from table to table and get a bunch of paper and go home and try to figure out what the heck do I do next. This is actual solutions on the spot with professional folks from every professional, every area in the industry that you can imagine that touches a veteran.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for Thursday's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.